From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. A few months ago, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy gave his first State of the State address, and he spent a third of his time talking about one state program, one he clearly doesn't like.
Money flowed from taxpayers' pockets into a black hole.
The program he's talking about is the Economic Opportunity Act. It's a program that offers big tax breaks to draw companies to New Jersey, or to keep ones that threaten to leave. Murphy says the program is expensive, has little to no oversight, and that there's not a lot of evidence it's providing much benefit for New Jersey. But new reporting from WNYC and ProPublica finds there's at least one person reaping huge benefits from the Economic Opportunity Act.
I'm one of the cheerleaders. I may be one of the loudest cheerleaders, but I'm certainly very proud to be part of it.
His name is George Norcross. Who is he? Why do elected officials seem to carry out his bidding? And why do the companies connected with him happen to be the ones getting the tax breaks? Today on The Why, Camden's billion-dollar man. WNYC reporter Nancy Solomon and ProPublica looked into Norcross's involvement with the Economic Opportunity Act. Nancy, this story starts with a speech in Camden last month by a guy some people may have heard of, this guy George Norcross.
He is a businessman, a healthcare visionary, philanthropist, and one of the strongest advocates this city has ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chairman George E. Norcross III.
Yeah, it was, you know, unusual because George Norcross, who is, very prominent, really across the whole state, but certainly across South Jersey, has not given very many public speeches. So, and this was meant to be it's the annual meeting of Cooper's Ferry Partnership, which is a nonprofit developer in Camden. And normally the mayor of Camden gives the keynote speech, but a few days before this was planned, it was announced that George Norcross would be giving the speech.
And what did he say?
The construction already completed by these companies is about $1.4 billion already.
He spent 45 minutes talking about this tax break program. He basically laid out a defense of the whole program.
So it looks to me like the state got a pretty good deal already.
They've laid the ground, and now these companies are building in Camden, and this is what is going to become its economic transformation.
So let's back up for a second. Who is this guy? Who is George Norcross?
George Norcross is not an elected official, yet he has built a political operation that has become the most powerful political operation in the state.
And how exactly did he get that kind of clout?
He grew up in a political family. His father was the president of the regional council of the AFL-CIO. He learned how to run a campaign, how to get out the vote, how to raise money, and started after dropping out of college after a year. He started his own insurance company, but then also started working for the mayor of Camden, raising money, working on local party politics, and he built up his own operation with the Camden County Democratic Committee as his initial base, and then just kept expanding it from there. He created a voting bloc in the legislature that is very effective and very powerful because they don't break with the group.
So that brings us to this tax break program. How was George Norcross involved in creating these tax breaks?
So the tax break program began in 1996, and it's sort of tooling along, you know, giving out corporate tax breaks, but not like in the kind of huge numbers that we see since 2013. In 2013, the legislature passes the Economic Opportunity Act,
which is the most comprehensive overhaul of New Jersey's economic incentives in our history.
And, you know, let's remember that we're talking about a period of time when Republican Governor Chris Christie is in office, and he's got a very close working relationship with George Norcross, a Democrat.
I can't believe it, but I am honored that George Norcross is here today, and I'm even more honored to call him my partner in this rebirth of Camden. We did it, George, and thank you for being my partner.
So they take the 2013 Economic Opportunity Act, which is a kind of a remaking of the state's tax break program, and they add a whole bunch of advantages for Camden. So if you're going to build a $245 million office tower on the Camden waterfront, you could get a $245 million tax break to do that. And, you know, whereas for the rest of the state, they have to show, well, we're going to bring a certain number of jobs, and the tax break is calculated on the number of jobs.
So Governor Murphy has described this bill as
a program more likely to have been drawn up in a smoke-filled back room than created for New Jersey's future.
How did it actually get pushed through? How did legislators kind of regard it?
We spoke with several state senators who basically said, you know, leadership was telling us we had to vote for this thing, and we didn't have very much time. We were not big fans of the bill. We could see that Camden was getting a lot more out of this than any North Jersey city, but they felt they had to vote for it.
It was a rushed 48-hour process.
Most of these state senators are not eager to go on the record about this stuff, but we did get Senator Joseph Cryan of Union County to talk about it.
That bill changed. I went through two committees in the Assembly and the Senate, and then the floor votes as well. That bill was changed dramatically. It was a large bill. There was no time to even read it thoroughly, nor obviously vet it.
So back to George Norcross. How much did he or the people around him benefit from these tax breaks?
What we found was that at least $1.1 billion of the $1.6 billion that went to Camden projects in the form of tax breaks went to companies with a connection to George Norcross. Some of that are very direct connections in the sense that they're his company, Connor Strong and Buckaloo, or two partners that went in on the Camden Tower that is almost finished that they're building, the Michaels Organization and NFI. So that is $245 million worth right there. Cooper Health System he's the chairman of the board, and that's the major focus of a lot of his charitable energies and economic energy goes into Cooper Health System, and they got a tax break. He's on the board of Holtec International. They got the second largest tax break in New Jersey history, $260 million. And then there are a group of companies that are clients of his brother Philip Norcross's law firm or lobbying firm. So that's the Philadelphia 76ers.
The NBA's 76ers franchise will take advantage of more than $80 million in tax breaks to relocate its practice facilities and offices to Camden.
American Water, Subaru.
Subaru will receive $118 million in tax credits over a period of 10 years.
So ultimately, all of that together is $1.1 billion.
You were able to interview George Norcross. How does he characterize his involvement with the tax breaks?
He says that he was merely one of many activists who supported this bill.
I'm one of the cheerleaders. I may be one of the loudest cheerleaders, but I'm certainly very proud to be part of it.
You know, and that he really bristles at the idea that he's personally benefiting from this.
If you're suggesting that for some reason Connor Strong, by virtue of moving to the city of Camden, somehow miraculously is making money here, you're misinformed.
You know, he argues that he's doing this for Camden.
We're taking an enormous risk here.
That he's putting his own money and the money of his business partners into the Camden Tower. And that, you know, that's a risk that business people take, and an incentive program is meant to help with that risk. What's interesting about what Norcross says is that at one point, you know, he's talking about that they could have moved anywhere.
We could have moved anywhere in the country, enjoyed many different states' incentive programs.
And this is a central issue right now with the tax break program, this idea of whether companies were really going to move out of state, or were they saying they were going to move out of state so they could get a tax break?
Right, because the whole point of these tax breaks is to draw companies to New Jersey or to keep them from leaving. And a lot of these companies you mentioned that are connected with Norcross threatened to leave the state if they didn't get these tax breaks. And if they lied about that on their application, there could be consequences, right?
Yeah, all but one of the 36 projects that have gotten tax breaks in Camden did say on their application that they would move out of state. The Attorney General's Office of New Jersey is looking at this, and there's a task force that Governor Murphy has established that is also looking at it. And they're looking at the legal liability that a company might have if they were not exactly honest with their application.
So your investigation with ProPublica reveals the extent to which George Norcross seems to have been behind a lot of this program. Are officials looking at his role? Could there be legal consequences?
They have not said. We've asked and they have not said. So we'll have to wait and see. I certainly couldn't speculate. I think there are real legal consequences in store for any company that made any kind of false claim when they applied for these tax breaks. I mean, that's clearly what the task force has begun looking at. They're looking at whether the threat made to move out of state was real. So any company that made any kind of false claim on their application, the state could then claw back that money and take the tax break back.
Nancy, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
The Why is produced by me, Shai Ben Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. We had editing help on this episode from Eugene San. Send a tweet at Shai Ben Yaakov. We'll be back Monday.